Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Matano, Halacha Dalid, page Tesvav, the right-hand column, 13 lines up from the bottom. The word Vizehu. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vizehu v'hoyo b'chol yecham hatzoin hamekushorois, and it was at the time that the sheep that were bound together would be mating. Upirish Rashi says over there, Habachoyrois, the earlier ones, the son Yaakov as Hamaklois, Yaakov Avinu would stand up his maklois, his sticks, Ubahatif Hatzoin, whereas when the weaker sheep were there, that's the Bachoyrois means the stronger sheep. When they were there, he would put up these sticks, which would encourage them to mate and produce the speckled ones which were for him. Ubahatif Hatzoin, whereas when the weaker sheep would show up to drink, lo yosin, he wouldn't put the sticks up so that, again, they would mate, but they would mate not seeing the stars, the speckled stuff and everything, so they would produce typical white sheep which went to Lavan. So Lavan got the weaker stuff. Upirish Rashi, loshin ichur, that the word bahatif means the later ones, the delayed ones, like. Rav Nosson Zal here says, this relates to what Rabbi Nachman said. Rabbi Nazal said, "Shehaneorim bekal lohoishivoisam eazikainim." The younger a person is, the easier it is to bring them to tshuva than older people. K'mayshikosuv b'sefer ho'alef beis, as is written in the Sefer Hamidos, u'k'mayshikosuv alpirish to'isi kese oivei, and as Rabbi Nazal has a chapter on Likutei Moran, Chapter 206, which is based on the last pasuk of Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes in Tehillim, where David HaMelech there says to Hashem, "Hashem, to'isi kese oivei, I've wandered away from you, I've drifted away from you, like a sheep who gets lost from its flock." However, he says, "Bakesh avtecho, Hashem, search me out, ki mitzvoisecho lo yishochochti, because I haven't yet forgotten your mitzvos." And Rabbi Nizal over there gives a moshel to the case of a sheep that wanders away, that gets separated from its flock. If it gets separated for an hour or two, then when the shepherd blows his whistle, the sheep still, it's not so far away that it can't hear the whistle, and it hasn't drifted away for so long a period of time that it forgot the sound of its shepherd's whistle. Then, when the shepherd gives a blow, the sheep hears it and comes right and can find its way back. However, if the sheep has wandered away for a long time, it's been away for days, and it's 1,000 feet away, so that even though it hears the whistle, it's a very faint sound, and it's days since it heard that whistle, so it forgot that sound of the whistle, then even though the shepherd's blowing the whistle, said Gornish Telfin, it's not going to help because the sheep don't hear it and doesn't recognize the sound. This is why David HaMelech said to Hashem, "Hashem, it's true, I've drifted away from you, but I'm begging you to seek me out, ki mitzvoisecho lo yishochochti, because I haven't yet forgotten the sound of the whistle. I haven't yet forgotten your mitzvois completely." So that here Rabbeinu Zal emphasized again, if a person has drifted away from Kedusha for a short period of time, he's young still, so his drifting away is just a couple of years. But once a person is 20, 30, 50 years old, and they've been irreligious for 50 years, then it's very hard to bring them back. It's very hard for them to hear that sound of the whistle and to be able to recognize that it's for them. Hainu Sheyakoiv Som Kol Magomosoi Lekariv Bnei Anurim. Yaakov Avinu applied all of his efforts to be Mekariv the younger people, Lohitzio Mebchinas Lavan, to try to get them out of the clutches of Lavan, out of the category of Lavan, Mikoyach Hamedame, to try to extricate them from Mikoyach Hamedame, Ki Adayin Heim Rachim Bishonim, because they're still young in years, they're still, it's a tree. That's not yet a tree, it's a twig still. It can be flexible, you can still bend it, you can still shape it. They haven't yet become solidly rooted in their crooked way of thinking, in this medame stuff. Avol azikeinim, whereas the older people, shekvar nishtashu betousam shalamedame, who have already become solidly rooted in their mistaken beliefs, koshe lohoshivam ato el nekudas oemes. It's very difficult at that stage to return them to the ultimate truth, ad yirachmu aleim en hashamayim. Unless Hashem takes some kind of special pity and Hashem sets up some specific scenario, some specific situation where this guy gets his whack in the behind, or this guy gets his carrot, or whatever it takes for each person for Hashem to show him his way back, even though he's at an older age. Because the fact is, we see that there definitely are people, even at an older age, are zecha to do tshuva and come back, but that took special rachmei shamayim. Whereas the tzaddikim know not to get involved with that aged person unless that person comes to them to a degree. The tzaddikim direct the majority, concentrate their efforts on younger people generally. V'chein kol ha-parsha soive v'hoylech al koitev zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says that entire Parshas Vayetzi over there is all discussing this topic. Al ha-milchomo shebein ha-nekuda soemes v'chines Yaakov. It's talking about the battle of the bulge, the battle between Yaakov Avinu, who represents the epitome of truth, the purest level of truth possible, versus Lavan ben Nochor, Lavan ho Arami, Lavan ben Nochor, who represents Koyach Hamedame. V'chol hamilchomo v'havoidov hayegia shel Yaakov, all the battle and all the work and all the struggle of Yaakov Avinu, Hakoil bishvil habonim, is all over the children, the hatzoin shein bechinas bonim v'talmidim. It's all, his battle was his children and his sheep. That's what he was battling over at the time, which Rav Nosson Zal says represents his children and his students. Because sheep is one of the names, the tzaddik is called a shepherd of sheep. His students are called sheep. We say in Tikkun HaKloli, Nochiso katzoin amecho biad Moshe v'Aaron. Hashem, you have led the Jews like sheep under the leadership of Moshe v'Aaron. So we see that the Talmidim are called sheep. Ki im Yaakov biatzmoi loyhoyol lovon shum esek umariva. Because against Yaakov Avinu himself, Lovon wasn't silly enough to lock horns with him, to go direct against him. Kimuvon beparsha, as you see in Vayetze, you see that if you look closely, it's not Lovon against, Lovon isn't after Yaakov Avinu so much. Ki Yaakov biatzmoi kvar shovar hamedame b'chinas Lovon legamri. Because Yaakov Avinu at that stage already had succeeded completely in smashing his own medame to smithereens. So Lovon koyach hamedame has no chance against him. V'noki mimenu legamri. He's completely clean from any trace of Lovon in his blood. V'yodoi mesulekes mimenu. His hands are completely removed from him. V'ein loy shum esek boy. Lovon has no business playing with Yaakov Avinu himself. Rak Yaakov mosar nafshoi biyegiois koshois v'tirchois v'tahbulois koele. However, we see Yaakov Avinu put his life on the line and went through all kinds of incredible, difficult struggle and all kinds of bother and all kinds of plans and everything. Hakoil bishvil hatzoin v'habonin. It was all because of the sheep and his children that he wanted to rescue from Lavan. Hainu lohitzi bono v'talmidov mibchinas beis Lavan mibchinas hamedame, to extract his children and his students from the beis Lavan, which is the medame. Again, his children came from Rachel and Leah, who grew up in the beis Lavan. His mission was get them out of there and get his children out of the medame and everything, and his students. Umachmas shehamilchama gedoyla v'chazoka ma'oid ma'oid. And because of the fact that this battle, this struggle is extremely, extremely difficult, it's a very difficult battle. כי הוא מזגבר ומספשט ומשתתח מאוד בכל דרגה ודרגה. Because this love one ain't no little kid and he's not lazy. He goes all out on every level. The fact that you win him on the second floor, person comes back up to the third floor and he sees him dressed in a new tie and a new suit and love one's ready for him again on the third floor. And you finish with him on the third floor, you come up to the fourth floor and the same guy is there again with a whole different set of tools, a whole different plan to how to mess the person up on that level. And every time the person experiences a minimal victory over Lavan, Lavan says, ho, firecrackers don't work? Fine, then we'll use ashcans. Ashcans don't use, we'll use M80s. Whatever it takes to blow the guy out. As the Gemara says clearly, kol hagodol mechaveroi yitzroi godol himenu. The Gemara says that each and every person gets a custom-tailored Yetzirah. If you're on level 1, you get a Yetzirah that's customized to level 1. If you're on level 12, you're not going to be given the same Yetzirah you had 2 years ago. They're going to give you a much more advanced angel to deal with now. Alkein Huchrach Yaakov Livroyach Mimenu Beheichove Imrochel Valeya. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu had to actually run away at one point. Hiddenly, secret escape with Rachel and Leah to escape from the house of Lavan. What do Rachel and Leah represent? Shehem klal ha-Torah. We said earlier that the Torah is compared to a Rachel, a sheep, you know. Ve'im kol ha-bonim batzoin. And Yaakov Avinu had to run away with his kids and with the sheep. Ve'lovon rodof achreim. And again, Lavan came chasing after them. U'bikesh la'akir esakoil chasvishon. And this Lavan wanted to destroy everything. Kemoshikosov, as we say in the Haggadah, Arami Oyvedovi. Arami wanted to wipe out my daddy, Yaakov Avinu. Lavan Arami wanted to wipe him out. Ki adayin loy hichniu oisoi koroi. Because despite everything that all the victories Yaakov Avinu had, he did not wipe him out completely yet. Lulei Hashem shehoyolonu. Were it not for Hashem who's watching over us, even with Yaakov Avinu, we didn't yet win completely against Lavan. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Lule Eloikei Ovi Avraham Upachad Yitzchak Hoyoli Es Onyi Vesigia Hoyoli Es Onyi Vesigia Kapai Ru Elikim. That despite, you know, everything that the Tzadikim did, still, were it not for Hashem protecting them and everything, and were not for Hashem seeing our struggle and our pain, it'd be all over for us. Hainu shehatzadik oemes b'chinas Yaakov oimer lelovon. This is Yaakov Avinu speaking to Lavan when he says shebevatai lefi goydel redifosoi viskabrusoi albona v'tzoinoi. That certainly, based on the effort that Lavan puts into this to chase after Yaakov Avinu and to try to get his kids and sheep, bevadai loyhoyo beefshuri lamoid negdecha. We certainly, the Yidden, and even the Tzadikim, would have no chance whatsoever against Lavan, Lulei Elokei Ovi, were it not for Hashem's special intervention. Hainu, Shashem Yisborach, Bi'atzmoi Muchrach Kaviyochoi Lahachnis Atzmoi Boze, Lazar LiYisrael HaMiskarvim Matzadik Emes, Latzila Mikol Haredifoi Shelovan Arami. Hashem himself has to mix in and has to get involved in saving those people that try to come close to the Tzadik Emes from the bombs and the grenades and all the different things that get thrown at them in the process, trying to tear them away from the Tzadik Emes. In other words, despite the greatness of the Tzadik and despite the goodwill that the person has who wants to come close to the Tzadik, it ain't enough. Because when the bullets start really flying, when Lavan gets angry and starts really shooting, then you have to rely on Rachmei Shamayim Mamish. You literally have to scream, Hashem, save me. Because when Lavan comes in, he comes in like a train sometimes. Or he comes in a way that you don't expect it. You don't this. And suddenly the person has the rug literally pulled out from under his feet. And despite the fact that he did all his push-ups and he was standing up proud and tall, rah, 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 bim, boom, ba, I'm one of the students at the Tzaddik, suddenly when the rug gets pulled out underneath and he finds himself splatted and he hurt his elbow and his face, and he was holding the food in his hand, and it all spilled all over him. Suddenly he's saying, hey, maybe this wasn't such a great idea to go to the big tzaddik. Maybe I'll take the second tzaddik for a couple of months, you know, and instead of all of this action and everything. Kemoy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Il Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, that when the Satan really turns it on, were it not for Hashem helping the person, Loi Yochoy Loi, there's no way in the world that you could win on your own merit and even with your Rebbe's merit. You need Hashem to come in there himself and intervene sometimes, literally to save the guy from drowning when he gets that powerful zetz. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi. That last second when Lavan is closing in on the person and he's about to zap him completely, suddenly it's Hashem who comes in on the flying carpet and rescues the person, makes a flying dive to pull the person out the last second, to make sure that Lavan doesn't win in capturing that little sheep or that little child of the tzaddik, you know, and swallowing him up. As the pasuk ukemayshikosim, as there's another pasuk which we said today, Wednesday morning's Shir Shel Yoim, Lulei Hashem Ezrasali, were it not for Hashem helping me, Kimat Shochna Duma Nafshi, my soul almost went down to Duma. The Malach Duma, who's the Malach of Gehenim, like, my soul almost went down to there. And Rav Nosson Zal throws a little curve in here. Duma Sebechinas Koyach HaMedame. Note, one of the names that they use of the Malach for Gehenim is Duma Miloshin Koyach HaMedame. What would the person, were it not for Hashem saving me, I would have drowned in Medame. I would have fallen down into that Medame. She'i Efsher Lehinotzel Mimenu. It's impossible for a person to save himself from that, legoidel hispashtusay b'chol darga, based on how good a job Lavan does for the in this on every single level, lulei Hashem es rosali. If not for Hashem's intervention, if not for Hashem helping the person, v'zehu. This is why the pasuk says es onyi v'sigia kapai roa elikim. Hashem saw my suffering and my struggle, the toil of my hands. Hainu, shehatzadik ho'emes oimer. This is the tzadik talking, and he says, Shashem yizborach ro es onyoi. Hashem sees the pain of the tzadik, how much struggle the tzadik is going through in his rescue missions. Vesigia kapov, and Hashem sees how much effort the tzadik put into helping this person, saving this. It's not that the tzadik just sat back and said, Hashem, do it all. First, the tzaddik did mesiras nefesh mamish. He gave his soul, he gave his time, he gave his life and everything to bring this person to a certain level of kedusha. Then suddenly, Hurricane Lavan comes in and blows the person to smithereens. Now what? And therefore, ki hu biatzmo yoga v'torach harbe moi b'shvil atzoin hazeh loitzia me'amadame la'loisem alasecha l'karvon Hashem Yisborach. The tzaddik himself struggled very, very hard over these sheep to get them out of the medame and to elevate them to sechel, to bring them close to Hashem. V'alkein, af al pi shehem loy nitzcho ha'melchama koroi, even though the tzaddik did not win the war completely. Ad shadayin yesh koyach lelovon, to the point where Lavan still has bullets, he still has machine guns. B'chinas ha'medame l'doif achreim, to the point where Lavan still has the ability. After Yaakov Avinu finished with him in his house, he worked there, and he got up for chatzos every night, and he did all his avoidus, and now he packed out and left. We see that Lavan isn't dead. Lavan comes running after him full speed, with full cannon fire. And Lavan has the ability, lirdof achrem, to chase after them, ulahasigom, and to catch up with them. V'afal pikein, Hashem yizborach, chomal al hayegiyos va'tirchos va'mesiris nefesh la'tzadik emes. But still, Hashem takes tremendous pity and shows his concern and his realization of how much the tzaddik invested in here already, how much the tzaddik himself worked and was moiser nefesh to rescue these people. The tzaddik literally put his life on the line a lot for every single one of those students. Therefore, at that point, Hashem himself comes in and intervenes. Umegarshoy mitzoyn Yaakov. And Hashem chases Lavan away from the sheep of Yaakov. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Es onyi ves yigia kapai roe elikim vayoychach omesh. Yaakov Avinu said, Hashem saw my pain and how much I worked. Vayoychach omesh. The vayoychach omesh means that Hashem reprimanded Lavan last night. When Hashem came to Lavan in the dream, it says, Vayovo yelikim el Lavan harami b'chaloyim halaylo, vayoymer loy. Hashem said to him, He shomer lecho pen tedaber im Yaakov mitoyu vadra. Watch what you say to Yaakov Avinu, or else. Yaakov Avinu is in his house. Yaakov Avinu stays there 14 years and makes 4 billion tikkunim. And he works with Mesiras Nefesh Mamish to rescue Rochel and Leah out of there, and to get children from them, and to rescue the children, and to gather sheep, which is lower level children, and rescue all of these people and bring them close to the Tzadik Emes, until he gets to a certain point where he sees it's time to make a break for it. He's done everything he can do in Beis Lavan, now he's got to get out of there. He gets out of there and runs away with his wives, children, and sheep, and runs. But we see that despite everything he did there for 14 years, all the Avodas Hashem and everything, Lavan is still seemingly alive and well, to the point where Lavan gets on his white horse and starts chasing after Yaakov Avinu, and he's chasing after him to go get him and to take away those kids. After the Tzaddik has done everything he could just about, and the sheep are in danger again, at that point Hashem steps in, and Hashem says, listen, Lavan, stay away. This is why Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, Ma pishiu, ma chatosi ki dilakto achrai. What crime did I do? What did I do wrong that you came chasing after me like this? Hainu she Yaakov hatzadik emes meiriv im Lavan arami. Yaakov Avinu tzadik emes argues, battles against Lavan arami. Voimar lo, and he says to him, Ma pishi ma chatosi. Hainu, eze chetu pesha motzoso bi biatzmi. What sin did you find in me myself, Asherata Roide Foisi, where you're chasing after me? Haloi Enecho Shum Koyach Vekitrug Olai. You got nothing on me whatsoever. Kitehilo Lokel, because thank Hashem, Anizach Venoki Vetzach Legamri. I am 100% pure, Mikol Chet for Pesha. You have zero on me. I'm literally 100% pure. Ki ein li shum histaklus bozeh oilam klal afilu kerefayin. I have no kesher with oilam hazeh whatsoever. I don't look at food in this world. I don't look at women in this. I don't look at money. All zero. I've risen to a level where I detach myself completely from gashmius. Ki mishashto es kol kelai ma matzosa mi kol kli besecho. When Lavan went to search for his idols, and after doing all the checking, Yaakov Avinu said to him, you touched all my kelim. Did you find any of your stuff by me? You touched all my stuff. Did you find any of your stuff in my possession? Meaning, ki ein bishum achizo unegia mimcho. I have no trace of any of your stuff. I have no trace of gashmius within my possessions. Kiani noki mehamedame legamri legamri. I am 100% pure, clean from any trace of medame. Sim koi neged achai v'achecho. Yaakov Avinu said, go ahead, if you found anything, any of your stuff in my possession, lay it out here in front of all of us and show everybody what you found. V'yechichu bein shenenu. And let them testify which one of the two of us is right. Did I steal anything from you? Did I take anything from you? Hainu she'omar. Yaakov Avinu said, Shehu merutza lamoid ledin lifnei kol mi sheyirtze. He, the Tzadik Emes, is prepared to go and judge, stand in front of a court, in front of anybody. Hein lefnei ochiv shel Yaakov, whether it be in front of Esav, hein lefnei echov shel Yaakov, hein lefnei echov shel Lavan, no matter who it is. Hainu, hein lefnei oison shemi sitra dikdusha, whether it be in front of the brothers of Yaakov, no. He means whether it be in front of his friends, whether it be in front of any tzaddikim or in front of any rishoim. The tzaddik emes says, I'm prepared to lay it out here in front of my brothers and your brothers. Meaning, The Tzaddik Emes is prepared to go to judgment before anybody, whether it's those people who are attached to Kedusha, other Tzaddikim, Hein Lefnei Oysan Shem Yisitra Achram Yisitra Delochon, or whether it be complete Rishoyim, Ki Lefnei Kulam Yitzdak Bedin, because the Tzaddik Emes will come out on top in front of all of them. Ki kulam lo yuchlu limtzu boi shum shemetz shum tzad achizo mishum reyach shel eze taiva umida sheboilam hanem sheches mikoya chamedame. Because none of them, not the Rishoyim or not the other tzaddikim, will be able to find in the tzaddik emes any trace of koyach medame, any trace of taivoro or midoro or anything like that. Ki ani noki vizach botzach legamri, because I am 100% pure and clear, crystal clear through. Af gam hoyu li yegiyas v'tirchas gedoylas v'avodas Hashem Yisborach b'shvil klal Yisrael. Not only did I fix myself up completely, but I struggled tremendously to try to help klal Yisrael. B'chinas hoyisi bayoim acholani choyrev v'kerach balayla. Yaakov Avinu went on to say to Lavan, you murderer! You lunatic, you're chasing after me. I stayed days in terms of pasturing these sheep. I stayed in the boiling heat out in the field to take care of the sheep by day, and in the freezing cold by night, taking care of your sheep. And you're coming after me? Sheyogati v'torachti harbe behispoidedus v'toira utfila bayoim ubalaila v'toich sodois v'yorim v'toich choyre v'chamimus godoil ubeis hakor v'akerach balaila. Yaakov Avinu said, I struggled a lot alone in his, you know, his spoidedus, learning Torah and davening by day and by night in fields and in forests, in dry heat, in deserts and boiling heat, and when it was freezing cold at night. Shigam oz holach baderech yechidi besvoidedus. Whether it was boiling hot summer or freezing winter, the tzaddikim, the breslev, the chassidim go out to wherever they have to go to have besvoidedus, whether it's freezing cold outside or boiling hot outside. V'yogati v'torachti b'yegiyos gedoylos moed. And I struggled very, very hard. Bavodas Hashem, no magic, no abracadabra tzaddikim, no fast food tzaddikim. This was all super, super struggle in Mesiras Nefesh to get to this level. Vateidat shnosi me'enai, and I withheld sleep from my eyes. I stayed up. I didn't sleep through the night like other normal people. Every night was a broken night. Every night was smashed in half at least. At least half the night was given away for Torah, Tefillah, and Hespoidedus. Hakoil b'shvil Hashem Yisborach, and this was all done for Hashem, b'shvil lekarev elov nefoshis Yisroel, in order to bring the Yidden close to Hashem. Alkein, therefore, afal pi shehanefoshos hamiskarven adayin lo yinotzchu hamilchama, therefore, even though these sheep and these children have not yet won the war, they themselves, these students of mine, are not yet complete tzaddikim, they haven't done what they have to do. Ein lecha koyach la'asos lehem ma'uma. You have no right to touch them. You have no right or no ability to touch them. Ki koichi, because my strength, Yaakov Avinu said, my power, v'koyach avoysai hatzadikim amitim, and the power of my parents, Avram and Yitzchok, the true tzadikim, Yogin Aleim, will protect the Jews, lahatzilam imcho, to save them from you, Lavan. Ki Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoi yamoi bi'ezri, because Hashem himself will stand by me, ad she'egmor imohem ma she'hischalti, until I succeed in finishing what I started, completing what I started, which is lekarvom kulam l'Hashem Yisborach, to bring them all close to Hashem, ad sheyitzmach mehem hisgalus lemes l'chol bo yoylam, to such a point where from these students of mine will sprout forth a truthfulness, a revelation of truth that'll be revealed to the whole world. As the Pasuk says, Emes me Eretz Titzmach, that the truth will sprout forth from Eretz, from the ground. What is Eretz? Me Oysan Shemunochin Ad Horetz. From those students of mine who are low they're the lowest ones, they're down in the ground, Mehem Daiko Yitzmach Emes L'chol Boyoylam, through them, from them, is going to shine forth such a level of emes that it's going to light up the whole world. It's going to be able to be makar of the whole world. Kisfas emes tikoin lo'ad, because the pasuk says that lips of truth will be established forever. Will have a kiyum. It's guaranteed that it'll be eternal. The kushta koi, and the Gemara says emes stands. Sheker, the Gemara says, the letters of the word Sheker, each letter has only one leg, one base to it. Shin has one base, Kuf, Resh. But Emes, the word Emes, each letter in the word has 2 feet. Aleph has 2 feet, Mem has 2 feet, Tuf has 2 feet, Kushtakoy. Which means that again, that the investment that the Tzaddik Emes makes into his Talmidim, no matter how strong love one is, no matter how powerful the forces of the other side are, his investment will be permanent. He's not going to lose. He's going to be menatzeach in the end.
Exactly.
That's what Rabbeinu Zal said, this term, nitzachti va'anatzeach. Rabbeinu Zal said, ani eschol, I'm going to start and I'm going to finish. That's going to be the difference between me and other tzaddikim. Many other tzaddikim, even the Baal Shem Tov, the others, they started something, and yet their things seem to die out or cool down. And Rabbeinu Zal said, I'm going to establish a thing where students are going to make new students, and they're going to make new students until Bias Moshiach. It's going to continue. The candle is going to continue to flicker until Moshiach comes. That was the guarantee that he gave to his students. And his name, Rabbi Nachman, the word Nachman is Bigimatria Netzach. The word Netzach means victory. Luchos goes through a beautiful explanation showing how the two meanings of these are two different meanings of this word in the Hebrew language. The word Netzach means victory or success, and the word Netzach means forever. And Rav Nosson Zal says it's not two different words, it's one. Rav Nosson Zal says the only kind of victory, the only thing that can truly be classified as victory, is something that's eternal, forever. You daven shachris this morning? That's victory. You ate an ice cream cone? That's no victory. You ate it and it's gone and it's finished. That's success. You made $1 million? That's victory. That's a joke. Its maximum usage is 70 years, 80 years. And then it goes to the birds. It goes to nothing. It goes to nowhere. And again, most people don't get to hold on to it that long. So you're going to call that success? The definition of success is a success that's permanent. And that's only avodas Hashem. That's mitzvos and ma'asim tov, good deeds. That there you can apply the term netzach because both meanings apply. It's a victory against the yetzer hara, and it's a permanent victory.
What Nosson is saying is that no matter where you're holding, the Siddur Akar has what to give you, right? And no matter what level you get, you know, he gets higher and higher, and he just keeps bringing up Eddie until he gets to his Haidat Jabram, which is Hamadana, right? The biggest confusion where, you know, even if you break Haidat, you're confused in this kind of thing.
Not until, but we said that on every level, on each level, the way that the Sitra Achra deals with the person is called Medana. Where he doesn't come out in the open and introduce himself, here's my business card, I'm the Yetzer Hara. He comes dressed in what? Lavan. Lavan, are tricks, and white, and... Remember that whole thing?
Right.
On each level, it's Madonna. Until he comes after you, let's say, with full guns, you know, like
right.
A train.
So then when you attach yourself, you make yourself a lamb, you attach yourself to the tzaddik, right? Then he even gets more interested in you.
Right.
Right? And what the tzaddik does is he teaches you, because now the Yetzirah is really going to go after you full blast. And in the end, you've got... It's going to cut so strong in the Yetzirah that you've got no, there's nothing left except to turn to Hashem, mamash to turn to Hashem. And the whole trick of the tzaddik is that he's showing you how to turn to Hashem in that moment.
Correct. He's the perfect example of it. Where you see that on one hand, there are certain times that you see him struggle. You see when it comes to doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, he gives it his all, literally. He'll spend the maximum money on kosher tefillin, on tzitzis, learning, he'll learn, you know, he'll... And yet, you would think once you've done that, now if he sees Lavan coming at him with a choo-choo train, he should simply say to him, then I quit. What kind of baloney? I did all of this, and Hashem, and it still didn't get rid of him? Forget this. And the tzaddik doesn't make that mistake. When he sees Lavan coming like a choo-choo train, he doesn't say, look at my mitzvahs. He stands before Hashem like an oni ve'evion, begging Hashem for help. And then Hashem takes off the kid gloves, and Hashem says, "Come here, Mr. Lavan, now it's my turn." And that's when Hashem intervenes. And this could happen once a year. Because this works in cycles and on levels. On each level this takes place. As the tzaddik is going higher and higher, this movie repeats itself. Excuse me?
Of
course. Exactly. Ducking under the wave.
If it pushes us too far, then Hashem isn't going to come and intervene for you.
Right. That's one of the reasons why the connection to the tzaddik is so important, because a person, unless they have an incredible amount of knowledge and siyata d'shmaya, could easily make a mistake on pushing themselves too little or too much. The person could be trying to take on too little avodas Hashem or too much, and either way get blown to bits, self-destruct. Sure, he's been giving it all along the way. He's been educating the tzayin all along the way. But you're saying there comes a certain desperate moment where none of that helps and turning to Hashem is the only thing. Correct. And that's why that's the underlying theme. Once every 20 pages he comes in like a hurricane saying, "Listen, Charlie, if to everything we said, you better make sure you know about his spiritus. You better make sure you know how to scream, how to run to Hashem fast. Because with all the tricks we've given you, with the fancy gun and the helmet and the knife and all the tools, Iker Kleizainu Shel Moshiach is Tefillah. Iker Kleizainu Shel Eish Yisraeli is only Tefillah. This all helps sometimes. This all comes into use different ways along the way. But when that emergency light turns on, you better be prepared to know how to talk to Hashem, to be experienced enough, that you've spoken for enough hours, that you've gotten used to conversing with Hashem, and you know how to present the Bakosha, you've practiced this art of speaking to Hashem, or you've gotten good at it, and better, and better, and better. So when that emergency comes, sometimes you don't have 6 hours to daven, sometimes you have 6 minutes, or 60 seconds. And the tzaddik knows what words to say in those 60 seconds that'll pinch Hashem kavyocha and get Hashem to do what needs to be done.
As for the rest of us, how...
The answer is that we were shown along the way here the concept of shepherd and sheep, the concept of the fact that there is a tzaddik, there are tzaddikin, and there is an ultimate tzaddik in every single generation. And we were shown that the ordinary tzaddikin have the ability to give their students and flocks a lot. They can help them in a lot of different ways, but there's danger there, because the Lovan, the Arami, the Koach HaMedame, because of the fact that they haven't rid themselves completely of all the bad in them, then you have to know that they're limited in what they can do for us. They're limited in what they can do for the students.
Is there a difference between talking to Hashem and his spiritus?
Versus? No, talking to Hashem, his spiritus means talking to Hashem privately. The word
right.
His spiritus means in privacy.
But I can't understand why it would be. I mean, okay, so we rely on the Shemona Esrei, like to daven to Hashem, but what, I personally don't see what the whole difficulty of just like setting a few minutes and just talking to Hashem, telling Hashem what's on your mind. I mean, it might seem unreasonable for you to say something
no.
like that.
No, then either you haven't tried it, or you haven't tried doing it consistently, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Otherwise, you haven't tried increasing the amount that you're doing. Because this item, that Rabbi Nachman writes, that despite the fact that this is one of the easiest things under the sun, don't cost nothing, no appointments, you can do it anywhere, anytime, this, that, the Satan knows, and he has 4 billion trillion different ways to block the person from consistently speaking to Hashem for an hour a day, you know. So you do understand.
Yeah, I just didn't understand how to understand.
That's the punchline. This was all off on a tangent. Rav Nosson Zal spent about 10 pages going into this Vayetze. He started off with the Medame, and he brought in this whole explanation of the story of Yaakov Avinu, and now he's going to get back onto the track of the topic of giving a gift, and what and how and when.
I just wanted to mention the last point, that Rachel, who is the Queen of Torah, was the one who stole those idols and stuff, but it doesn't mention anything.
No. He's referencing the parts of the story that tie into it. Sometimes... number one, in other places he will, well, this is the concept of Mokoim Hinichu Le'Avoisai. You might have one of his students who will come along one of his form and fill in some of those things. And say, now I'll show you how another detail of the story that Rav Nosson Zalpin, I'll show you how it ties in also. That's the nature of the Torah.
Yeah.
Grapefruit juice.
Because the seems to be, example.
Yes. We were given a few examples of the tikkun. The tikkun was called Gedula Saboire. That's one of the examples that we were given of what's the tool that you use against Koyach HaNadama. And we were told that Gedula Saboire, one example of it was tztaka, money. That's why tzaddikim buy things from the Sitra Achra instead of getting it for free. The buying of the Marasamach Pele. Another example of Gedula Saboire is a person speaking to Hashem and acknowledging all the kindness Hashem has done for him up until this point. And that's another thing that shoots this blast of light. A person finds himself surrounded by twilight, you know, which is even worse than darkness. Can see through his galus of Gedula Saboire, that turns on the light. And we said that one example of that was this issue of revealing the greatness of Hashem. In other words, speaking about Gedula means chesed, which means bringing into the open the chesed of Hashem, talking about it, you know, etc., etc. Those were examples. And again, the two main issues which are coming close to the tzaddik, because the tzaddik knows how to remove the medame from his tamidim, from the ones that are close to him. He's the one who has the ability to strip off layers and layers of medame, because he's feeding them emes and pura emes and pura emes, pura emes, which cuts through all the layers of medame that the person themselves has built up as a result of all their averas. Each layer put on another suit. He's dressed in 10 layers of clothing of medame, where he doesn't even know what light looks like. And it's not, it peels layers with his Torah, with his tefillah, with everything.